Sierra Show. My name's Shannon.
I'm Sierra.
I'm Matt. Morgan's got a mac and cheese bite in her mouth, but she's here too.
I'm here.
Katie will be joining us eventually, yes, but she's grabbing all of us food.
She went to Roma's. So.
This week's episode of the Shannon Sierra Show, brought to you by Romo's, home of the Papa Sal.
Did you even press record over there?
Yes, I did.
So we're like going, like for real, like we're going.
Yes.
Yeah, now we're
when
live.
Did we start going?
We can't use
5 seconds ago.
5 seconds ago.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. This week we're going to talk about Christmas because this week
because it's jolly season.
Jolly
season. And we're not doing a show next week.
And we're not. This is our last.
This is the last show of 2017.
Please stop.
Excuse me, what?
This is the last show of the semester.
Excuse me, what?
We will be on Tuesdays at 6 next semester.
It's the same day, just push back an hour. Because we all are in the same class together.
I am not.
I'm not.
I'm on the one on Thursday.
We're all in class.
No, I am not. Boom.
Matt and I are in the same class.
Sierra and I have class together.
So,
and they know who's important on this show, so they won't do it without us.
We might change
and by
the
us,
name,
I mean Sierra.
But it will keep the name. Shannon will be in the name.
We're not changing it to the Shannon Chronicles. We are not.
The Shannon Chronicles.
We are not.
Since it is jolly season, just like Matt stated.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the wonderful season of winter. And Christmas.
I like winter.
And
I prefer
New
winter.
Year's. Or Hanukkah.
Whatever.
Kwanzaa.
Non-denominational holiday season.
So.
What is your favorite Christmas special?
Christmas special?
Mm-hmm.
Holiday special.
Okay, no, Christmas right. Special. Definitely ABC Family 25 Days of Christmas. That's like the best special because it just runs.
It's really good.
Oh. Well, that's different than a Christmas special.
Oh, well,
best Christmas movie, hands down, A Christmas Story.
Nope. It's all right.
Okay, what do you think it is?
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I like the Charlie Brown one.
That's so basic.
Yeah, but everyone watches
it.
Every
holiday has a Charlie Brown movie. And then,
oh, yeah? Show me Charlie Brown takes on Flag Day, please. Please show me that. Please.
I just like how he learns the true meaning of Christmas and he has
I am flag. Very eager to see Charlie Brown takes on Flag Day.
I guess I have to show my roommate Thursday Nightmare Before Christmas because she's never seen it before.
That's a sin.
There's too much singing in that one.
It's Disney. What do you expect?
I wasn't expecting singing.
Though I am excited for next year. There, Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be the new Grinch.
My
I don't see
dead.
That.
So, there's going to be a new Grinch movie.
Thank you, Morgan.
What was your favorite Christmas gift you ever got?
Dude, it was definitely like an air hockey table that I got in like the fifth grade. Hands down.
Were you ecstatic?
Oh, I was freaking out. But like, that's really weird because like whenever I think of that, like that was just like what came into my mind. Like I didn't even think like that definitely was not. You've definitely gotten better things for Christmas. But like I was just like, yo, air hockey table. And just ran with it.
So I always wanted a TV in my room. And like around like seventh grade, I was like, I'm never going to get a TV in my room. My parents were like, nah. And then eighth grade for Christmas, it was this big box for me. And I was like, I don't know what this is. So I ripped it up and I was like, oh my God, it's a TV.
And then it actually
was. I wouldn't make that my ringtone. Just, oh my God, it's a TV.
And then, like we have it on video and me being super excited and. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yes, so we could probably, it's, I was like, ah.
Best Christmas Carol. What is it?
Wait, you
no,
didn't
hang
say?
On. Well, she'll get back to it, but we're going to do Best Christmas Carol first. Sierra, Best Christmas Carol.
It's not a carol. I just like listen to the drummer boy, little drummer boy.
All right, respectable. Shannon?
This is a hard one. I like all the Christmas, but like.
Or not like Christmas, like. Christmas carol, but like Christmas song, like yes. In general.
Probably like Jingle Bells.
All right, Morgan, pull the mic down to your face, please.
Or I don't have one.
Or a White Christmas.
I definitely feel like it has to be Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays by NSYNC. That's It's a very good song.
Morgan,
it's a very, very good song.
Just chose her one. Let me see.
No, wait, we have to go back to Sierra the previous question.
What was your favorite present?
I don't know if this is my favorite, but this is the most memorable one. I used to be a huge reader when I was younger.
Nerd.
And
no
thank
way.
You. Thank you.
I could never tell.
My grandma, she gave my brother a Nook. And I was so angry because I wanted it. And it was actually a present for me. They accidentally gave it to my brother instead of me. I was, like, so angry for, like, 10 minutes.
Whoa. I guess you had to be there for that one.
You know what, Matt? You can just leave and never come back. You can just never come back.
I'm sure no one would mind if I just disappeared from this show.
That's because no one listens to this show.
I mean, yeah, but, like, you guys, like, you
all. My mom listens to this show.
Does she really?
I was like, Mom, look at what we did this. Look what we did today. She's like, oh, that's nice.
I've actually never told my mom this show exists.
I'm just like, hey, this show, I'm like, I have this thing on Tuesdays at 5 to 6.
You know? I tell people I have a radio show, and they're like, how do we listen to it? I never tell them how to listen to it.
Okay, go, Morgan.
For what?
Favorite Christmas gift.
Oh.
Come on.
It's really sappy, but one year my mom made me a blanket out of one of my dad's old T-shirts.
Aww.
And I still, like, use it whenever I sleep and stuff. I didn't bring it to school with me, but I left it at home, so I use it whenever I go home.
Hmm.
That's really sweet.
Okay. So I know our viewers on the show are around 13 and up, so when did you stop believing in Santa?
Mine was definitely, like, the third grade.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't remember. I just remember having a plan to figure out if Santa was real, and it showed me that Santa wasn't real. And I forget how old I was.
It was so aggressive.
That's Katie for you.
Like, chill, man.
I like it that I like that they have our sandwiches to go.
Why did you do it to go, Katie? Oh my god.
Probably because she was going back up to the radio studio.
But so, funny story. I was in fifth
grade. Lay it on me. It's probably not that funny. I'm going to be real.
I was in fifth grade.
All right.
And
I was there once as well.
And
relatable.
Relatable moment. And I went. And I was like, Mom, is Santa real? She's like, what do you believe? This is fifth grade, mind you.
Let me tell you, that's not real funny so far. So what? I really hope there's a... We're just getting started here.
We are. So... Then Christmas Eve, I went downstairs, and there was, like, a bunch of presents downstairs. And I was like, what are these, Mom? She's like,
presents?
She's like, I don't know. Oh, Santa left them off early. I kept badgering her. I was like, is Santa real? And she was like, and then on Christmas Day, she was like, well, yeah. And I was bawling my eyes out. And then,
whoa.
And then 3 months later, I was like, wait, is the Tooth Fairy not real then?
And the Easter Bunny.
Relatable.
She's like, yep, nothing's real. I was like, oh.
Oh, wow. My parents never told me something wasn't real. I just figured it out on my own.
Your childhood must have been quite stale.
That's Mike. Yes, I live with
did
him.
Did you introduce us?
Yeah,
yeah,
that
we
was
did.
Like 10 minutes
oh yeah,
ago.
Katie and Mike.
That was a while. That was a long while ago.
Sorry, we were at Romo's.
No, yeah, we told them that too. No worries.
Sponsored by.
This episode is sponsored by Romo's, home of the original Papa Sal. Romo's since 1921.
So, I like that photo right there of you and Katie because it just you look so angry.
Great.
It's because I am angry.
Just to, this is what Sierra got me. Picture of us, my family.
Just jugheads. Jugheads'
eggs.
Yep,
jugheads' eggs.
What?
That's
what I said.
I am mad.
She's
supposed to be.
Okay, Katie, favorite Christmas present, go.
Best Christmas Carol!
What was the question?
Present.
I got my dog Bubby for Christmas. Oh. We adopted him.
That's
why you seem so sad?
That's generic.
Because most things you say on this show are sad.
We adopted a dog.
I'm preparing for your sadness.
Yeah, I'm just preparing for it to hit me.
No, I was really happy I got a dog.
It's still alive?
It is.
So it's not sad yet?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I can make this really depressing if you want.
No!
Better idea, let's not. It's jolly season.
It's jolly. Ho, ho, ho.
I mean,
ho.
Something really sad happened on Christmas Day.
No.
Don't
do that.
Want me to take the honors?
No.
Okay.
So, Mike, what was your...
What, you didn't buy me a sandwich? I asked you for a sandwich.
Dude, we all asked you for sandwiches, and you did not. You come walking back in with two sandwiches.
You literally said, I am not going to buy you a sandwich, even though you're like, oh, I'm going to go to Roma's to buy everyone food. I'm like, can I have a sandwich?
Got you a popcorn. It was great.
So,
All right, then you pass me the popcorn.
Wow, Katie Wedge. Disappointed, all I can say.
What's your favorite present, Mike?
Mike, favorite present. Lay it on me, boss. This is my mic. I like to move
it's
it
mine
freely.
Now. I'm commandeering your microphone.
I am the microphone holder now.
I had a cousin born on Christmas, so I mean that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go childbirth.
I got coal once too. That was the getting coal was cool.
Was it really?
Stop talking.
Pun of the day.
Stop. Stop talking. Put the mic down. Get out
my
of here.
My favorite present, actually, correct what I said, is this album I got, which I don't know the artist of.
You're so mean. We're not gonna be friends anymore.
I'm joking, Sierra. He decided to go back home.
Damn right, I got the blues. Continue, please. I'm eager to hear where this story goes.
There was no story.
Shocker.
So he's excited to go back home. Okay, no one can see your hand.
For
raised.
All that can't see this, I just raised my hand.
Everyone's
I'm pretty
excited.
Sure that's happened every episode that I've been here with Katie. Katie has at one point or another raised her hand. And we've had to remind her, hey, no one out there can see you raise your hand.
I'm very excited to go home.
You live at home.
You live at home. You are always home. You commute here. You Wait. Don't even go here.
My
one friend has a Christmas suit.
Christmas suit?
Yeah, like suit, like that you wear to like fly.
I understand.
That's what a suit is.
Who knows? Who
Christmas
got,
theme.
Does anybody know who got me for the Secret Santa?
Does anybody know who got me? I'm pretty sure I know.
Who?
Pretty sure it was Teddy.
That's funny.
That's unfortunate.
He looked at me right after drawing a name. What the f- What just happened?
Excuse you. What
did
you
say?
What
the
you very you said it happened.
There's words on this station we cannot say.
What is your favorite Christmas show, Katie?
Christmas show?
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you say this? You like Christmas show?
I never
yes,
heard
sir.
Of a Christmas. Oh, wise. Christmas show. There was I think it was in the 90s. Elvin and the Chipmunks had a show, had a series for Christmas. It was great.
Oh, I know.
I disagree.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was great. I'd say it was like subpar.
Okay,
best.
I liked it. Personally.
That makes one of us.
Hey, you know what I want for Christmas?
That album right there.
A hula hoop.
We're not about to sing.
I want a plane that loops the loop.
I don't know the let in the next line.
Me either. Those are the only two.
Somebody please play that song.
No, let's not.
Oh, no, wait, no, wait. It's want a plane that loops the loop. Me, I want a hula hoop.
I just know na,
that song was playing when Mike and I got food yesterday. Or yeah, it wasn't yesterday. It was probably like 4 days ago. They all bleed together. But that was on in the PNC Colonial Cafe. Next week's episode. that was the joke. They didn't sponsor anything.
What's your favorite African Christmas song?
Mike, I'm gonna ask you to leave. I'm gonna ask that you don't come back.
I like Feliz Navidad, but that's not African.
I was gonna say, Shannon.
That's not African, but I like that song. We're going
it's
for all right. ethnicity.
I'd give it like a 5.4
out of 6.
Mm-hmm. There's literally popcorn over there. Eat it.
So, Feliz Navidad. Os feliz año.
What is happening?
Wow. What are you? Why are you on your phone?
Excuse me, ma'am. This is a work environment.
Hey. I'm looking up the lyrics for the Alvin song.
Nobody cares.
Alvin Chipmunk song.
Hey.
False. I care.
Well. Hey.
I'm listening. Lay it on me.
Okay. You know how it's like.
Come on.
I want a plane that loops the loop.
Me, I want a hula hoop.
We can hardly stand the wait. Please, Christmas, don't be late. That's how it goes.
More hula hoop.
It's not Christmas trivia. I don't care.
I want a plane that loops the loop. Me, I want a hula hoop.
Lyrical genius. So, so, you know how, like, after Christmas, it's like, oh, it's sad, blah, blah, blah.
No.
No. You were Dracula?
In
blah,
what world
blah,
have you had
blah,
Dracula blah. And Christmas go together? I'm all sad, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
But anyway, my
favorite back on track now.
My favorite
take it
part,
away, Shannon.
My favorite part of New Year's is New Year's Day. Because the pretzel. The New Year's pretzel. Has anyone ever had
what?
A New Year's pretzel?
Please explain.
It's.
I don't want her to explain.
It's a pretzel.
It's, yeah, it's probably.
It's a dough pretzel with mm-hmm. icing on it and sprinkles. It's pretty sick. I love it.
They're not that good.
They're great. What are you
Mike's only
about?
Here to disagree with us if you haven't picked that out yet. Mike's whatever we say, Mike's going to go against it.
But it's great. Try it this year. It's supposed to bring you good luck.
No.
See, usually I just watch the Winter Classic.
What's that?
What
is it? I'm going to act like I'm not offended by that question. But
I'm offended that you don't know what a New Year's pretzel is.
The New Year's pretzel or the Winter Classic?
New Year's pretzel.
Can I complain about buying presents yet?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do it.
I hate buying presents.
I hate buying presents for people that you don't know. Like, with, like, your friends, like, it would be one thing.
Well, no.
But,
like,
with someone that you don't know. Because, like, I just went through it. Like, I have someone for the Secret Santa here that I'm not friends with. Like, I don't know. And I just said, all right.
I am friends with this one guy, and he only
likes... Ooh, tell me more. Smirky emoji.
He's gay, so...
Tell me less. Frowny emoji.
And he like you know the Green Lantern, right?
Yes.
Yes. There's the different cores. He likes the orange core. There's nothing about the orange core anywhere.
Get him like an orange crush and be like, "Hey."
That's what he. That's his favorite thing. And I'm like, there's nothing to buy with that.
That's a big pretzel.
Mike wanted to talk.
Are we talking about, like, the Green Lantern is in the green light that's at the end of Jay Gatsby's deck?
Shut up!
I hated the Great Gatsby.
I love the Great Gatsby. And the new movie with Leo was even better. Leonardo DiCaprio makes 8 things out of 10 better.
I've never seen it yet. I haven't
seen it yet. My 11th grade English teacher didn't make us read the book, but we watched the movie.
I like the movie.
Fun fact, I didn't have to read it at all or watch it.
I didn't read it my senior
year.
Whoa,
you're so cool.
You were homeschooled?
No, cyber school. Same thing.
Oh, so this is like your first experience.
That's like her third time she's told us this on the show.
Yes, 100%.
Do you guys pay attention for this?
I'm here. I'm in so many conversations.
I like how I'm closer to you two and Matt notices.
Matt remembers everything. No, I'm not saying this is like not meaning it's about, but like I remember so much like stupid stuff. It's not even funny.
I'll accept it. Like I say stupid things.
I don't remember anything.
You're showing me this.
Isn't it fantastic?
Did you see
I'm
it?
Showing them the New Year's pretzel for all the people that can't see because it's a radio show.
Yeah, I would give it that description. Yeah.
It's what?
It's a donut in a pretzel form.
Like it's a donut. It's a pretzel-shaped donut.
We're all just sharing food. Nobody can see it and it's great.
I still have to buy presents and I'm really upset.
Why are you failing at Christmas?
I have to buy.
Because I don't know what to buy anybody.
I finished my... Christmas shopping this weekend.
I have to buy
wow.
my brother and his wife, and maybe if they have children sizes, RMU shirts.
Well, they have.
Do.
I think they have onesies.
But like at a cheap price.
They have youth sizes. Oh my friend and I.
The RMU store is not cheap. It is not at all.
That's why I'm trying to find something else.
Drive to Walmart. They have our apparel.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Deals.
It's real limited, but like it's like 10 bucks.
We went out on the pontoon on the creek and we reenacted.
Because I, like, everyone in my. We were both my brothers went to Pitt and then my sister went to La Roche. So, like, we only have Pitt apparel.
We did that in Canada.
But I don't have any Pitt apparel, so, because RMU is the greatest. What was that?
Nothing.
RMU is the greatest.
They do have kid sizes.
But is it at a reasonable price?
No.
Not at all.
Good.
Nothing here is.
Good.
They like youth sizes.
I am doing an essay on how should I solve college tuition.
Don't have
erase it. Free college.
That's not. That's
would
not
like
really
to voice something.
Okay, you voice your opinion.
I would petition against this. All in favor.
Stay your opinion. Nope. Stay your opinion. What's your opinion? I want to know.
I do kind of want to know, just so I can tell you how stupid it is, though.
Now you have to voice it.
Now you have to voice it.
Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
Who's excited for the Christmas party?
Not me.
Me either. The guy I got.
There's a mashed potato bar, apparently.
He's going to hate what I got.
I'm just real excited.
He's gonna
what did you
hate
get?
I'm not going to tell you.
Is someone going to spike the eggnog?
Like, shut up.
Not on the radio, okay?
We are live on the air right now, sir. You don't need to ask these shenanigans to stop.
Shenanigans.
I'm sorry to our lone viewer, which is probably Malik.
No, Malik is in group, so no.
Yeah, he's in a group project.
It's
so
our lone
Malik.
Viewer is actually Shenanigan's mother.
Does your mom actually listen to this show?
I'm like, look what we did this week.
We have viewed the shows a few times, Mike.
In various states.
I don't want to know what that means.
We did
means.
Listen to it on that trip in Ohio.
Yes, we did. That's what I'm saying. You're thinking.
Mike, I didn't. I want you to think about this. No one can see us right now because we're on the radio, and I mouthed that to you. No one but you knows what I just said, so don't yell about it.
Secrecy.
If it's about not actually listening to this, this is not the first time Matt has lied about listening to this show.
I'm not actually lying.
We've got like 5 downloads.
I'm pretty sure that we are 2 of those. I'm not kidding you. I think we have 2 of those. Because I know we have the Halloween one, and then I think we have the 10th episode special.
See, when I go on long car rides, I like to listen to podcasts. So Matt and I were driving to Ohio.
It was my idea. I put it on. I didn't tell him what it was. And then all you heard was, hi, real loud, and just, welcome to the Shannon and Sierra Show. It was a great time.
At one point, it was 37 minutes into a 50-minute show.
Yeah. It was a
good show, though.
Fun time.
A fun trip to Ohio, too. Cleveland's very terrible.
Cleveland, the mistake by the lake.
Oh, yeah.
What a place.
All right. Branch
well, that's
off.
Been Mike for this episode.
I'm branching off of Christmas because I have no other questions. What else do you have, Katie?
Okay, Katie, good. Ask the question if it's Christmas related. Is it? Best wrapping paper like you've ever seen. What was it? Like, describe it.
I don't know.
Mine was really plain. It was red wrapping paper, and then it had like green like plaid on it.
That's fantastic. That's
went shopping.
Katie's face just lit up for whatever red wrapping paper with green plaid reminded
no.
her of. So, Katie, okay. Tell us more about this wrapping paper.
So, went shopping this weekend with my friend. You know this friend. And
friend? Question mark. Tell me more. Smirky face.
Just a friend.
Tell me less, frowny face.
Wait, do I know this friend?
What?
Do I know this friend?
What?
Do I know this friend?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Mike, shut up.
Let me just explain the wrapping paper, please. We went to a Five Below.
Mm-hmm. And ooh, best place on earth.
False. Walmart.
And there was...
I hate Walmart.
Oh, false again.
Okay. I bit off of it. I don't care. Eat it.
Yes. I'm really hungry.
For all that didn't just know, I had a sandwich. Matt is now going
to
eat it.
I am now going to eat that sandwich.
Is there anything else for us to munch on in here?
Do
you want some popcorn?
Please just let me explain the wrapping paper.
Okay, explain the wrapping paper so I can get on to what I was going to say.
It was red and it had Santa Claus on it, and I'm pretty sure it said fight me on it.
Me.
Like, whoa, right next to Santa. So grunge.
Me.
I loved it.
Me.
I was
black
so happy
like
about
my
it.
Soul.
All right, that's it.
I do say that a
it
lot.
It was the best.
My mom made fun of me that one time because I said, is this like, she's like, does my outfit represent my soul yet? So anyway, who played Club Penguin in here?
I did.
Oh, your boy.
Me.
Heck yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
Raise his hand. Hey, what else?
Yes, I also played Club Penguin.
Wow.
You really struggled with that. I'm going to ask you, what did you play? I didn't get it the first
time.
What
was your usernames?
I used my brother's, and his was G-Yoda, because he was in Star Wars, into Star Wars at the time.
Did y'all have Puffles?
Mine was was literally Keith, but I misspelled it wrong, and I put Keith spelled with a C. So.
What was yours?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay. I'm not going to say mine.
It was like Pinky Zoe 10143.
Wow.
Like Zoe 101, but I like the color pink and like numbers. And then I switched it. I had two accounts, but then I don't remember what the other one is.
Shannon was that guy. She had two Club Penguin accounts.
Because one was like with the membership, and one wasn't.
Okay.
All right. I see you. I see you.
How many Puffles did you have, though? That's the main question.
I had three.
I feel like I had like six or something.
I had like three.
I'm pretty sure I did have six.
And then they would die or something. I had to buy more.
I think I just had two.
What is that like?
Does anyone here have any living Webkinz?
I do not know.
Webkinz?
You don't know what Webkinz are?
They were my life when I was...
Dude, Webkinz in like the third grade were like...
I don't know if I had one.
Can I say... Wait.
No. 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 No.
No.
No. I was going to say those are the.
No. So
those are the breasts. You can say that. That's
yes,
clean.
Yes, you can say that. But that, whatever. Okay, so anyway. Yeah.
I don't get why I'm still invited back on the show. I'm going to be entirely honest.
Sierra, it took me a good minute to realize that paper was folded over and I couldn't read the entire thing. I'm like, what does that say?
She's talking about the present I gave her. It sucks, but I don't care.
No, it doesn't suck. I like it.
I like your present, too.
Shut up, you condescending, inconsiderate.
She was going to say the B word, but we can't say the B word on here.
No, I think she was going to say fool.
I will listen to the album.
Katie tries
I will
to be funny.
I will give you I will give you feedback.
Kidding.
I do not want feedback because I don't want you to say.
Thank you for
this
the wonderful
worst.
Thank you for the wonderful
ever.
Gift. I like the hot chocolate. Or was it coffee?
It's hot chocolate.
Yay! Okay. Yes, I like your gift.
Nope.
I was gonna ask if everyone lit their menorah last night.
Nope. Nope. You aren't. Mike, go sit in the corner.
Are you Jewish, Mike?
No, it was just a general question.
No. I am Catholic, so I don't celebrate Hanukkah.
Mike, go sit in the corner.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Anyway.
You're the one who invited him, just saying.
No, I just told him that I was coming here, and then he said, all right, I'll come.
That's how we all started coming, except for me.
So Katie, come to the show! Cause
I was invited.
I was invited.
Actually, I'm pretty sure my presence was demanded. I said, I'm going on that radio show next week.
I was only invited once, and then I just kept coming.
Yeah, we all just kept staying. I think they asked me twice to come on the show, and then I just kind of showed up every week.
No, because then the third week, I was like, Katie, come on the show again.
It's just here now. What are we renaming the show? That's a good question.
This is a debate.
The Shannon, Sierra, Morgan, and Matt show. Featuring a sad girl.
The most important part is featuring. You pat my shoulder and it's real wet.
It's actually not.
All I can think about is like if we ever get a poster that we're supposed to do for the thing.
I actually do have the poster.
Yeah, but we don't. Like if
we
actually
post it,
put it all throughout the school. I just see like a super long name and then featuring
sad girl.
Oh my gosh. So we'll probably get yelled at to like keep start featuring our posters around the like the. So like I'll have to Photoshop you guys into it.
Don't. Really don't.
It's fantastic.
Maybe we can just do a symbol and not have any pictures of us.
Boring. Just boring. Yeah, that's basically what it is.
Our heads and our hair, and then you're good.
No, just a singular eye from everyone.
No, at the beginning of the year, they're like, make a poster, and then I don't know why I never put it up. It's in my backpack.
Shannon. She has it.
I saw like two of them laying around somewhere.
Well, no, we only made one.
I think so, yeah.
We only made one for.
I think I probably showed you.
No, I definitely saw one like hanging up, like right out there.
Huh. Well, I don't know. Anyway, it's just us going like.
Once again, reminder: we're on the radio. No one can see your face.
We could.
It's a shocked face.
And no one will ever see our poster anyway.
Ever again. Well, ever.
If we're lucky.
Ever.
Done. So,
wow.
I think that
I would like to point out that was very good that we started and stopped at the same time.
Yes.
And like there was no communication.
You know, I want to make. I think we should change our majors to.
Oh, dude, just synchronizing sounds.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
So anyway, I think we should change the name to the Shannon Show.
No.
We're not changing it to Shannon Chronicles. We're not changing to Shannon. In something show. No.
Hi, Avin.
Oh, I can't say anything. It's hot in here.
It's hot everywhere.
It's arid.
Arid.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Avin Patel just popped his head in the door.
Matt left. That's what's happening.
Matt will be back.
Mm-hmm. Willie.
Yeah, I trust him, Matt. How about Pop Tropica?
Hmm? I played that.
Pop Tropica?
What is that?
Oh, I really liked that.
If you can't tell, I'm the sad girl.
I actually really liked that game, only because even though if you did have a membership, non-membership people can still get the special things.
Oh, I never had a membership.
Wait, can we go back and rename the show the Shannon Sierra Show, starring Chronic Depression?
Damn right I'm clinically depressed.
We might have to put a trigger warning on our writing.
We're going to have to get a parental control sticker slapped on our poster. Yeah. I like it.
What did you guys apply for next semester?
For what?
For the, like...
Unemployment.
For RMU, like, TV and stuff.
Oh, I didn't apply yet.
Yeah, I didn't. I did not do that yet.
Does anybody know where the counseling center is? Because I have...
Yes.
I don't know where that is.
Is well, it...
I was...
Yeah,
it's
the dog.
Go ahead. Make the sad joke.
Nah. It's a no for me, pal. Sorry.
Are you going to tell me where it is?
We're not live on the air. You guys can have that discussion.
All right.
We need to get back on topic here, folks. Christmas. It's jolly season. What color ornaments on the tree are the best ones?
I thought we were trying
Sierra,
to figure out what are
show the name. Lay it on me.
We always
ornaments.
Ornaments,
colors. Which one's the best?
I like at my house.
Great.
I like the. You know what? I'm cutting you out.
Did you actually mute me? Yes. Well, now I have to just steal
Katie's mic. I'll mute hers as well.
Unmute him.
No, mine was the blue and silver together, mixed together.
I thought that would represent a Hanukkah.
What was said?
My favorite ornament is we have my family has one, and it has my mom and my siblings, and it like has little bears, and it like, and it was when I was young, so I had like a little baby bear. Cute to bring it in. Hey, do you want to see baby pictures?
Of you?
Of what?
Myself.
Yes.
It's gonna be a no from me, Shannon.
Why?
Cause
no.
Me and Shannon spent an entire hour trading family pictures.
Who doesn't love? Okay, Sierra.
Me.
Keep the conversation going.
All right, Katie, what is your favorite ornament?
Favorite ornament colors.
Colors.
We don't have normal colors on my tree.
Okay. What color are they? Chrome?
Is it the rainbow? Is it the colors. Rainbow?
We do have a rainbow one, but yes. No, we make our own ornaments.
Ooh.
So we have special ones.
That's cute.
The level of sass Matt is giving me right
now. No, I like it.
Is that what you guys do during homeschool arts and crafts?
No. No, but my favorite ornament would either be my baby booties, which were their ceramic boots on the tree that have like my birthday and stuff on them, or my dad's sailor one. Got real awkward.
Morgan, what's your favorite?
My favorite what?
Ornament colors.
Copyright.
The silver.
Yeah,
we'll
on this episode
red,
of copywriting.
It makes me really happy.
Man. Just a reminder, folks, that this week's episode is brought to you by Romo's Cafe. Romo's, home
poor
of the original
Romo's.
Papa Sal.
Poor, poor Romo's.
So what did we talk about while I was gone?
Favorite
okay,
ornament
wait,
colors.
Serious question. Did anyone in this room go to the Damn Right I've Got the Blues event?
Shannon
yeah,
did.
I went to it. It actually wasn't bad.
It was good singing, yes.
It was a very talented band.
It bumped.
It did bump. I would agree with that statement.
Look at that, the dog is so shook. Look at that.
Stop watching videos while we're talking.
I can't.
Guys. Hey, guys.
Don't you?
Hey, guys. Hey, so. We're doing a radio show here.
You guys always have your side conversations. So.
No, you guys have the side conversation. We're the majority.
Why is my... This is my microphone.
How did you guess?
Nope.
And this started as my microphone. Now I share it. Calm down, Shannon.
That's because we need like 10 million mics in here.
What?
I will never calm down, Katie.
Because you're the aggressive one.
Yes.
Katie, we all know you're actually the aggressive one.
How am I aggressive?
How do you think we became friends? Because I repeatedly kept saying you were aggressive, and you're like really upset about it.
Oh my god, what?
What is happening?
Shannon's showing her baby pictures.
Baby pictures of Shannon, yay!
I have to do a project, and I had to get baby pictures for it.
Okay.
So, this is one.
Wow.
That's me.
Can we please put another reminder that this is a radio show?
How did I lose my seat? Oh, wait,
you stood up to talk
and
to Matt.
And we can't see the baby pictures.
I can.
Trust me, folks, you ain't missing much. That's all I'm going to say. They're
hey,
baby pictures.
Hey, Matt, get out of the room!
Hey, Shannon, make me!
What is
this so far is my favorite where we can't talk to about anything. We have no direction. We have
this is what the show is supposed to be.
So, hang on a
some
second.
Some weird question.
Everybody. And by everybody, I mean Sierra. Please stop talking. Everybody.
Thank you.
Did you mute me again?
No, I
no? All right. Real Christmas tree or fake Christmas tree?
Real.
I have fake.
I have a fake one, but I prefer
real. Well, you guys
real.
Are fake.
I mean, my Christmas tree is fake. It doesn't mean I'm fake.
Fun fact, Indiana,
like
PA, is
Christmas tree,
the Christmas tree capital of the world. Of the world, thank
of the
you.
World.
Yes, thank
whoa.
You.
Whoa.
So
sorry
we
to mess
eat,
up your title, but I don't see many people flying over
Christmas
from Europe.
I saw the picture that you posted.
That's
because
we shipped them over to
that
them.
That and a nickel will get you a below average medium household income. Thank you, Indiana.
Can we mute? Can
I'm
we just mute
done
Mike
talking.
As a person?
I'm literally done talking.
Nobody has
I
that ability.
Finally.
Sorry, this is not click.
This is my wonderful dancing skills. I'm a wonderful dancer.
You look so unhappy in that picture. You also look very unhappy in that picture.
I'm like, what? That's my brother.
Can we get back to Christmas, please?
Oh, Christmas?
No.
Do you put
please
that
please call
snow?
It jolly season.
Do you? No. I'll call it whatever I want to call it.
Wow.
Please ask the question.
So, do you like fake snow on the tree?
No.
No.
Oh, I never had that before.
We had
I don't
tinsel.
Know what that is.
That is I.
Nobody's paying attention to anything anybody else
I've never put fake snow on a tree, so
what
I can't really answer. Snow and my ears perked up.
Do you like snow?
I love snow.
I hate snow.
No. I love
I like
snow.
The,
hate
wait.
It with a burning passion.
I like
Rick
the look
James
of snow. I
really love snow. Shut up, Mike.
The look of snow is great.
I love looking at
the look of snow is great, yes.
I like having snowball fights. I do like that.
I'd always get injured as a kid by doing that.
It was just my brother and I.
My brothers are real aggressive, and I have 5 of them.
I only have one.
I have 2. And a sister.
Thanks. She talks about family again.
It was just my brother and I, and my mom just like, all right, kids, let's go. You're done outside.
My parents didn't care. They're just like, yeah, don't injure each other too much. And I'm just like, well.
No, it's only when it was getting dark.
I have a hill at my house, and I went in the road once.
No, okay, so I have a hill at my house, and we just go into the ditch. If
wow.
we like sled down it, there's just a giant
fun
ditch.
Story. Fun story.
Did wow, I,
that's
Shannon.
Fun.
Did I tell you about the time I passed out in the snow?
No.
Well, we were sled riding. And my cousin was like,
oh, you did tell me this.
Okay. Then Bye. This definitely was on the radio show then. Hey, Morgan, maybe you should add some commentary.
Maybe we should just
Every
end the
I
radio
do,
show.
I get shut down, so
I'm not shutting
I plead
you down.
The fifth.
I'm not shutting you down.
I plead the fifth.
Oh, Morgan.
I plead the First Amendment.
Yeah, that's not how that works.
I don't think that's a thing.
You plead your freedom of speech?
Yep, I plead it. This is why if I ever get arrested, I'll never
plead the First Amendment.
I'll never
plead.
Did you say bleed or plead?
Plead. Hey, what am I saying right now? Squirrel or swirl?
Oh, yesterday you were saying swirl. No, you were saying squirrel twice.
No,
say
I said squirrel.
You were like, is everyone a fan of, like, squirrels? And I was like, yeah, squirrels are
Do
cool.
Not break
like,
the glass.
11 out of 10 we'll be friends with.
No, and it's a swirl. What am I saying? Am I saying swirl? Swirl.
Back to Christmas.
Swirl.
Merry what? Chrysler, everybody.
Is it squirrel or is it swirl?
Squirrel.
What? What are we fighting about right now? I don't understand.
It's not even a dialect thing.
What are you doing?
No, they think I say squirrel whenever I'm saying swirl.
Give me my phone back. I have to hear you say it.
Swirl.
I mean, like, in a casual conversation.
What are you trying to say?
Swirl.
Swirl?
Swirl.
No, she's saying swirl.
Nope,
swirl.
Swirl. You are
incorrect. Swirl.
Swirl.
Is everyone excited for finals?
No.
The only hard final looks like Van Hallis.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be terrifying. That's gonna be terrible.
Apparently, Henzi is really bad.
We can't say that on the radio show.
Wanna bet?
Why not?
That's
it's freedom. I plead the first.
You know, I think I like that. I think we should make that a thing.
I plead the first.
Just go around, like, screaming profanities in places that you can't scream profanities. Be like,
please
I
name
plead
that the show.
The first.
Can that be the name of our show
like
next semester?
Oh, dude, I plead the first.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
That is a good name.
Can we do I plead the first?
With Shannon
Dunlap. No. just I plead the first.
Yeah, I like that. All in favor of making it plead the first, please.
Say
me.
Aye.
Say
aye.
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 Nay.
We didn't even ask that yet. Is there any nays?
Morgan, why didn't you say aye?
Or nay.
Aye.
Okay. All right, then we're all in favor.
Great tap.
What's that? Wait, what's that thing they keep saying in Century?
Devil?
Dilly
dilly.
Dilly.
Oh, no.
Wait, is Maliki even going to allow us to change our name?
Yes.
I don't get why he wouldn't.
There's new producers on the show.
Malik doesn't care.
I disagree.
What?
Malik cares a lot more than you notice.
He's a chill guy.
I'm sorry, but Izimir, was Malik the one scrambling to clear the SD card before the show? That is dedication right there.
That is dedication.
Can we kick him out of the room?
It's really hot in here.
It is. I don't understand.
Yeah, I didn't mind, like, whenever I went outside earlier.
Whoa.
You just almost spilled coffee and knocked the mic over.
It was hot chocolate.
Just like my soup.
Empty?
No. I don't know what I was going to say.
Neither do I. Something about being hot?
Oh, I pay $40,000 a year to go to this school, and now I can't even get air conditioning?
It's winter.
Well, why is it like this out right now?
Because global warming.
Do you mind if I check my email on your computer?
No, I do not care, but you should be paying attention to the show.
I am paying attention. I'm listening.
What do you think you're going to get for Christmas this year?
Me?
Absolutely nothing.
Clothes. I'm getting clothes.
Most likely clothes, too.
I'm getting movies. I already know. My also a sweatshirt.
What kind of sweatshirt?
I'm not sure. My sister-in-law is getting it for me.
Wow.
Could say a lot of profanities on it, because she doesn't really like me.
Aww.
Not many people do like me.
I love
you. And this episode of Katie Gets Depressing, brought to you by Romo's, home of the original Papa Sal.
Yes.
This is what I bring to friendships. Just a whole bunch of sadness.
Why do you want to meet up at 8?
Christmas presents?
I thought we were going to do that at 9.
No, that's century.
We're doing 8.
8 is what the exchange between us and Gage. Well, Gage is exchanging with me.
What?
Gage who?
McCall.
The only Gage I'm friends with?
Aww.
Wow. Burn.
It's the truth.
Yeah, screw you, all other Gages out there.
I don't know any other Gages.
There's literally one in Century.
Okay, well.
He won, like, what was it, Worker of the Month or something?
Yeah, that's great for
Employee
him.
Employee of the Month.
God bless Gage Golding. Very hard worker. All right, what other Christmas topics do we have, Katie?
I'm not in charge. I
Mike,
don't know.
Mike, you don't know how the show works.
Ways to get sad on Christmas. Go.
Well, I have. Sorry about that.
Blue Christmas.
Every Christmas, no matter what, me and my family fight. It's a tradition. We fight. It's just what we do.
Like, are we talking, like, fists or, like, knives or, like...
Normally fists or verbal.
Nice.
My family, we're very loving, but we have problems.
Doesn't every family have problems? Oh, my goodness, guess who's coming to my house?
Your mother.
Not Santa Claus, my mom.
I thought you were going to say Nazis.
Oh, my gosh.
No. But anyway, no, my niece. Is a nephew. Or
why are you killing everybody's dreams? You said not Santa Claus.
We already talked about this, kid.
Yeah.
I know, but there might be children listening.
This is a 13-year-old.
Oh, there's so many children.
Yes, to our
show. Maybe there's a 13-year-old who still believes.
My brother.
That's a little sad.
Hey, my brother's 13.
And he believes?
Yes.
Wow.
Hope he doesn't listen to this.
That was sad. Don't hurt my brother's feelings. He's a lovely person. Stop that.
Can I just... It says to apply for all these. Can I just check all of them?
Yes, do it.
All right.
Sierra,
if you're going for producer, I will fight you.
Look, I'm just checking marking everything and see what happens.
How about not producer? Because it's my thing.
I signed up for a technical director, but then I didn't know what it was.
We're watching babies right now.
Stop.
And that's probably why you won't get the job.
But it, like...
I'm checkmarking everything.
Technical director slash editor. So I was like, I want to edit. And then I realized what technical writing was.
I didn't realize my volume was on.
Maybe you should turn your volume down and pay attention to the conversation.
Sierra, if you get producer next semester instead of me, I'll be real sad.
Okay, are we still doing sad segment? Because I can make it really sad.
Sad segment? No, don't do that.
No,
only
good idea.
Only
no, it's jolly season, and let's not get depressed, because it's finals week next
week. I'm actually really happy, which is a weird thing. Matt, create a topic for jolly season.
Create a topic for jolly season. You know, really, who's better, Santa Claus or the elves?
The elves.
The elves.
Santa Claus because he drives really fast.
Well, it's, that's dangerous.
Do I want to do army a lot?
I don't condone that kind of behavior.
Army lives a bit.
I meant the freshman one.
No
it's
longer
no
a freshman
longer
one.
Freshman are. It's Friday.
Oh, wait. I have to check out if I can even do these.
Yeah, really.
What?
It's going to be weird not doing the freshman show with all freshmen. Now it's just going to be a bunch of people.
Why? I don't think I can do Monday. I don't think I can do Monday.
Why, Sierra?
I think I have class.
She's checking everything.
Nick's going to look at that list and be like, yeah, she doesn't really want anything.
She checked everything off.
Puts you on camera.
Camera
Wouldn't
is
be
the
first
worst.
Time.
Or teleprompter. You just sit there. Teleprompter's
not
bad.
Yeah, it's not. I wish showed
oh
up
Oh my
almost
gosh,
late.
It's so hot in here.
Sorry, Rude. That's just me.
No.
Get out, please.
Wow, we have...
I would love to.
Leave! No, I'm joking. You
She's not actually joking.
Actually, no, I can actually do. I can do this.
Stop.
I'm actually free
Stop
for all of these.
Sierra. You're not qualified to do some of those positions. You want to do sports
What are we talking about?
Sports
talking the Borg. Sports talking the Borg.
You want to do sports talk in the Borg?
I'm not doing that one.
I don't know what that one is either.
It's doing actual games.
I do games. I'm getting paid $100 because...
you just disclosed private information.
Cash.
That's definitely...
Money
that's
not
definitely
actually
in violation of a contract. Guess who won't be working live games anymore, Shenananan? Hint, it's you.
Okay, there we go. I checked mark all the things that I can actually do.
No, you can't do half of the things that you checked mark.
She has a bunch of embarrassing pictures of her on Instagram.
Submit.
So go ahead.
I submitted it.
Oh my goodness, you give me
you
anxiety.
See all of those crap.
Why are you watching yourself? Over and over again.
It's,
there you go.
Something that he does.
Thank you. I like Shannon. So, anyway.
Yes.
Back to what's important.
Christmas.
Santa or the elves?
What about Easter?
No, that's not the topic right now.
No, it ain't hopping season yet. It's jolly season.
Jolly season. It's so hot in here.
Shannon.
You
I
know
want
what,
you,
Katie?
I want
Katie,
you to
will you open the door?
Me a Christmas
will I open the door?
Yes,
it's gonna
open.
Be loud.
Shannon,
I
care, want you to
just
freestyle rap and make me a Christmas song.
You're welcome. I opened the door.
Christmas.
No.
Who wins in a fight, Old Man Winter or the New Year's Baby?
Definitely the New Year's Baby.
Oh yeah, the New Year's Baby.
I thought it was Father
no.
Time that was like in one.
Father
movie,
Time is
Father
the best.
Time. No, dude, Jack Frost is the best. Oh, how does everyone feel about The Santa Claus starring Tim Allen?
I
like
love
it.
I love those movies. I don't like the third one. I like the second one most.
Second one?
I didn't ask that. I just asked what your thoughts were.
Those were my thoughts.
I grew up with it, so I guess
I like
it.
So you're a fan.
Yeah.
You get grandfathered in.
I think we all grew up with it.
Yeah, I was going to say, everyone here
No, not really.
Did you like those wonderful pictures of me?
I grew up with it, Sierra.
I was just lucky that my parents were like, okay, you can watch whatever you want. That's good.
Best Christmas movie.
Okay, we already stated this.
Yeah, well, it's definitely The Polar Express.
No!
I like the hot chocolate thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it has so many memorable, like...
No, the Polar Express scared me
like
as a child.
Like when the dude pulls
Why?
His socks out of the coffee pot. And
it
then just
scares.
Puts them on his feet.
I definitely don't remember that. I just remember the K-pop.
That movie in Finding Nemo scared me.
Finding Nemo?
Yeah, don't ask questions. I'm weird.
Well, we knew that, but I mean, explain
what
why.
What movie are you watching?
Yeah, like...
Those ones.
I think
Obviously
my favorite part
not
of the Polar Express
you.
Is
they
when...
They scared me.
I don't understand it.
I
don't get it.
I don't think you understand me.
Fear is an illusion. 12-year-old
like,
kids out there, you
Tom
are
Hanks.
Immortal.
His name's Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. Not Tom Hanks.
It was Tom Hanks.
I know it was Tom Hanks, but that's not
Sierra,
his name.
I know you definitely just heard that like right in your ears. Did you hear like what I said?
No.
Did you, Mike, I know you did
out.
It, but I was like, message to all you young kids out there, 12-year-olds, you are literally immortal.
Oh, no.
Did you know that? I would like to clarify that no one is truly immortal, and everyone and everyone...
Unless you believe that you're a vampire, then you can continue believing
Actually,
you're a vampire.
We talked about immortality 3 weeks ago.
Hey, Matt, do we have a word from our show sponsors?
This week's episode of the Shannon and Sierra.
We have no sponsors. This is a very, very small radio show.
Small in the fact that we struggle to get our cast here.
So, anyway, we did talk about what?
Immortality.
Wait, you mean
if we can die or not die?
Not die.
Mortality.
Not dying is immortality.
Yeah, she was talking about how we do die.
No.
That's not what she
immortality.
Just said.
Immortality.
Oh, about immortality?
Has anyone ever read the book?
No.
I have, Shannon. I don't know how to read.
Might be that fine.
Why are you staring directly at me?
Like, we were talking about it.
Yep.
It's about a book and the
people. Is it The Immortal Life of Henrietta Get or whatever about her jeans? Not her jeans.
No.
Her shiver she had.
No. No. I don't know. It's 6 o'clock.
No, it's not. We still got 3 minutes.
Because we started late because we formatted the SD card.
So, anyway. I don't know what it's called, but then I talked about immortality. And next subject.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, here we go again.
This is why.
Best Christmas album ever released. Go.
Pentatonix.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey.
No.
I don't know. Mariah Carey with All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Christmas is you.
You should release an album, Shannon.
I should.
I disagree with that.
Why do you disagree? I'm a beautiful singer.
I never said that wasn't true. I just said I don't think you should release an album.
So I should release a CD.
That's the same. It's the same thing.
The answer is still no.
Cassette tape.
Yes.
Make it a SoundCloud mixtape. I think you're thinking too far back.
Christmas. That's my favorite Christmas song. I changed my mind. Christmas.
Beautiful.
No one's going to sing that. You can't leave me hanging.
Yeah, we can.
I mean, we can.
I don't even know what you're singing.
We did.
That one, it's like...
The snow's raining down is the next lyric, I'm pretty
Christmas!
Sure. Snow's raining down. Snowing down.
What are you... I don't even know what song you're trying to sing.
I don't know anything that's going on right now. How much time do we have left, Sierra?
2 minutes.
That's just enough time to tell everyone one last reminder. This
Damn
week's episode...
Damn right, I got the blues!
Damn right, I'm clinically depressed.
It's now just gonna be a joke. Terrible.
I feel really bad.
About what?
About that joke.
About which joke?
That one.
Damn right, I'm clinically depressed.
Yes!
Real funny.
Es muy interesante.
What?
Muy mal.
No, muy mal. Es muy
mal.
Muy bien.
Muy mal. It's muy mal.
Es muy horrible.
Are we done?
Why
are you asking where we are?
No. Donde está el baño?
Why are you asking where the bathroom is?
The bathroom's out there, right. But donde está la biblioteca?
This
is real bad. I'm sorry to anyone who speaks Spanish and hears me just butchering a language right now.
Donde está biblioteca?
Bye, Mike.
Donde está jolly season? Oh, wait, it's here. Happy jolly season. Jolly season. Donde está?
I apologize
to actually listens to this show.
Just cut the show.
Why?
Sierra, just cut the show.
All right.
This week's episode brought to you by Romo is home of the original Bapa Sal. All
right,
this was the Shannon and Sierra show.
I'm Sierra. I'm the captain now.
No.
Well, hurry up. We got like less than 10. We're done.
This is our last show of the semester. Next semester on Tuesdays at 6, so an hour later.
Bye, this was the Shannon and Sierra show. I'm Sierra.
Have a great jolly season.
Bye.